You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, I'm Kaylee Short, and this is Too Much to Say.
But don't go asking questions that you don't want answers to. I've got too much to say, and I'll tell it all to you, yeah.
Okay, for starters, I wanted to say sorry that there wasn't an episode last week. I have been crazy busy going between Nashville and LA, and unfortunately, sometimes life just gets in the way. I'm also working on releasing a new single for the first time in over a year and a half, which is the longest I've ever gone without releasing music. But I wanted to talk to you guys today about the process of releasing music, why it's not as simple as just putting something on the internet, and all the things that go on behind the scenes with your favorite artists, especially if they're independent, in trying to get a single out. So this song that I'm releasing is called American Nightmare, and I'm really proud of it. It's a message that I really want to put out in the world, and I wrote it with one of my best friends, Callie Rohde, and this incredible producer named Dylan Scott. And it's really just not as simple to put out music as people think it is. And not even just, you know, music fans, but also, you know, when you move to Nashville, you're like, oh, okay, like everybody's just trying to help each other. And that's true, but also people need to eat. And so you want to be respectful of producers and their time, but also it all adds up really quickly. So some of the costs that go into just the very beginnings of a single, and I'm using like an average of numbers from music I've done in the past, so not even specifically this song, but just like a aggregate of what those things cost. So recording a song can cost you anywhere between $1,000 and $5,000, and I would say that the typical range that people are paying is $2,500 a song. Now if you have a friend who will do you a favor and maybe take more of the royalty percentage, you can get a lower upfront rate, but typically if it's a producer that you're working with for the first time that's not one of your best friends, you're probably going to be paying about $2,500 as an independent artist. And then you give the producer anywhere from 5% to 50%, depending on how much you pay upfront, of the royalties. So sometimes after everyone else is paid, the artist ends up owning less of the song than everybody else. And that's never fun, but it is how it works. So you have just those fees, but then that doesn't include mixing. And mixing is where they get all of the parts in the song at the volumes that they should be. Sometimes a mixer will think that a guitar part needs to be up higher and the vocal needs to be lower, and they just make sure that everything fits together seamlessly. And then on top of that, you have to master. And master is like getting it to the audio quality where it can be played on huge speakers, it can be played on the radio. You have to master a song. And there's ways that you can do that really inexpensive by using like an AI service, but most people still don't like doing that. So you're gonna be paying about 500 to 1,000 for mixing and about 500 to 1,000 for mastering as an independent artist. So if you are doing the math, you could very easily already be at $4,500 for this song, and it hasn't even come out yet. Then there's the fees that happen with the distributor. So you give away a part of the master, a part of the royalties. It does depend on what company you're working with. But a distributor is who gets it to Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube. They do all of the back end, the administrative metadata stuff. They help you get on Spotify and Apple Music editorial playlists. And so they're really important. And they take anywhere from 10% to 50%, especially if they helped you pay for the track up front. But I would say they're typically more in the 15% range. And so you're not paying those people up front, but you do give them some of the back end. So you can see how if you gave the producer 50% of your master, you give your distributor 15%, you already own less than half of your song. And that's never fun. It all adds up really quickly, but these are parts of it that you need. Like, they're not things you can really skimp on. They're not things that you can pick and choose which one you want to do. Like, all of these are necessary. You can also decide to go through like a distributor that's not going to have like the pitching capabilities, and they'll charge you like an upfront fee for the year that you have to renew every year. And that can be like $50, but that's $50 every year. But those are becoming like less and less popular, especially if you're an artist that has a more established fan base. You really want to have a human being that you can talk to about what to do with your song and get their opinion. So that's why distribution companies are now very popular, and I personally think much better than a traditional record label. Because a traditional record label will take 85% of your master, and then of what's left, the artist has to pay out the percentage to the producer. So I had 15% and then had to give a producer 25% of that. And after commissions, I was making 6 cents on every dollar of my music. So there's that. So distributors are really, really popular. So those are the costs that it takes just to get it online, just to get it to the streaming services. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the things that are slightly more optional, but still really, really important when it comes to rolling out a single.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
So your song is ready to go online, and you need to give it a 6 to 8 week lead time so that the distributors have time to pitch the song, to make sure that it all gets uploaded seamlessly. Sometimes an artist will drop a song faster than that because it is possible, but then they get kind of screwed over because there's just not enough time. And sometimes that's why you'll see an artist who has a song come out and it'll be on Apple Music but not Spotify, or it'll come out on the wrong date. And that's just, you really need to have that 2 month-ish period built in order to make sure that everything goes smoothly. So you have that time period, and during that time period, ideally you would already have the album artwork, but you can upload that after you upload the master into the distribution system. But you have to have artwork, and artwork, I mean, it's definitely possible to do yourself. I did the artwork for Amy by myself and took that on my iPhone and Photoshopped it myself. And honestly, it was kind of fun, but I did have a record label and I was sort of disappointed I didn't get to do something more creative. But I did have fun. I will say that. But normally for a photo shoot, I mean, if you have a friend who will do it and wants to help you, you can get a photo shoot for like $300. But if you're just paying somebody who you picked because they're, you know, a celebrity photographer or whatever, that's between $1,000 and $5,000. And you only get access to part of the photos. So you could pay someone, let's say $750, and you can only, they'll send you a folder and you can go through them and you can pick like 6 ones that you like. So you're ending up paying like over $100 per photo, and then you're allowed to use them and like you own the rights to them. But some photographers are more intense with that than others. And sometimes you can find one who will just give you the whole Dropbox and let you go crazy. And that's always really nice. It's very nice of them. And that's why working with your friends can be so great. But you have those fees, and then you have graphic design on top of that. So unless you can use Photoshop and do things yourself, you're going to be looking at probably another $300 for someone to design the single artwork. And now Spotify canvases are really important, and people love those. They keep people engaged when they're listening. They give you sort of a visual projection for the song, like you can kind of see the world that it lives in, and I think they're really important. And so if you're going to have something that's animated, which it has to be, you're going to be looking at probably another $200 to $300 for someone to create something, again, if you can't do it yourself. So that also adds up quite a bit. Then from there, you have the more extra things to do, but they are also really important, so we're going to dive into that when we get back. But so far, everything we've said is kind of, that's what you're doing, and you can't avoid it.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
So to recap, just on the necessities for releasing a song, we are currently at 4,300, and that is for recording it, mixing it, mastering it, doing a photo shoot for the art, and then getting graphic design for the canvas. And that's still a very conservative estimate. It could be quite a bit more. So just for those costs alone, you're already there. And after that, there's so many other things that artists want to do with songs. I mean, visuals are so fun. I love doing music videos. It's so inspiring to me. It's something that I think every artist dreams of. Like when you're in the car and you're looking out the window in the rain and you're pretending you're in a music video, like everybody wants to do that. And it's just fun and getting to bring these songs to life. But more and more, those are kind of going obsolete. And if you're a major label artist, you can pay, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for those. But if you're an independent artist, you're probably looking between, on the very low end of things, $2,000, and on the more realistic end of things, between $7,000 and $10,000. So that is already more than it ever cost to release a song. So if you see an artist with a music video, they really, 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 that was important to them. Please watch it. And sometimes people have friends who will cut them favors, but you can never rely on that. And, you know, this is all just going under the assumption that we are paying people's going rate. After that, you really, really, releasing songs without a publicist is very difficult. And press is still very important. It's a great way to get media opportunities, but also those publicists can have relationships with Spotify and with different social media companies, and they can tell you how to run ads, and it's a really important piece of it. And on the low end for a publicist, you're going to be looking at $2,500 per month during the release cycle, and then on the more realistic side of things, you're looking at $5,000 a month. And you'll probably do that for about 3 months. But if you're releasing a project and a string of singles, you'll need them for longer, so multiply that by 6 months. So we are up there. And I've done releases where I've done all of those things. I've done releases where I've done very few of those things and just the basics. For this current one, we will be doing the basics. Maybe a publicist, which would be great. But that is a lot of money. And the average publishing deal, if you're a signed songwriter, pays between $2,000 and $3,000 a month. Some people have more, but it's also not really, it's not free money. That's your money that you're spending. That's your money from down the road that you're spending now. It's like a credit card. It's like a loan. That barely covers the cost of living and rent. I mean, that's like $30,000 a year. So you have to get really creative to figure out how you're going to pay for this stuff. And for me, normally I was able to fund my entire career. I funded it all by myself, but I was able to do that with royalties from my other songs. So I would just make money from one project, save it up, and then release another one. And so I was never really profiting that much, but I was able to consistently release music. And because I went from making, you know, between 50 to 100% of my, like, royalties to making 6% of my royalties, I don't have that doesn't exist anymore to pay for this new music because it was so drastically cut. So, all of this being said, when you're commenting on an artist thing and you're saying, oh my God, drop this, like, just remember that we want to so badly, more than anything, but figuring all of that out is really, really difficult. And honestly, I'm independent on the management side now for the first time in 9 years. So I am in between managers, and that's really difficult because I'm doing all of this business stuff myself and I'm negotiating numbers. And that's normally something that, like, you know, you want to be able to work with your friends and not have awkward conversations about money. And so that's why teams do that. So it's been really overwhelming, and I'm trying really hard to get the song out, but I wanted to kind of be vulnerable with you guys and let you know exactly what goes into releasing a song and how difficult it can be to come up with that. People hate talking about money. It's tacky, but I think that a lot of people don't know what goes into a release. So figured I'd keep you guys posted, but hopefully I'll have a release date really soon for American Nightmare. I'm so excited to put it out. I've done a lot of teasers on my Instagram and TikTok, so you can go check that out. And thank you guys for your patience with me as I've been a little bit all over the place. I appreciate you so much. I'm Kaylee Shore, and this is Too Much to Say.
But don't go asking questions that you don't want answers to. I've got too much to say, and I'll tell it all to you, yeah.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.